Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on this 23rd day of January 2022. I hope you're starting your year off right. To help you, we here at Pray Every Day are reading, I am reading the Proverbs to you because I have found such value and such wisdom in its pages. And so today we're finishing up Proverbs chapter 16, and I'm going to be reading verses 17 through 33 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He who keeps his way preserves his soul. Pride goes before destruction, and an arrogant spirit before a fall. It is better to be of a lowly spirit with the poor than to divide the plunder with the proud. He who heeds the word finds prosperity. Whoever trusts in Yahweh is blessed. The wise in heart shall be called prudent. Pleasantness of the lips promotes instruction. Understanding is a fountain of life to one who has it, but the punishment of fools is their folly. The heart of the wise instructs his mouth and adds learning to his lips. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. There is a way which seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. The appetite of the laboring man labors for him, for his mouth urges him on. A worthless man devises mischief. His speech is like a scorching fire. A perverse man stirs up strife. A whisperer separates close friends. A man of violence entices his neighbor and leads him in a way that is not good. One who winks his eyes to plot perversities, one who compresses his lips, is bent on evil. Gray hair is a crown of glory. It is attained by a life of righteousness. One who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, one who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but every decision is from Yahweh. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, verse 31, gray hair is a crown of glory. I just thank you for that because I've got a few of those. But I also just want to pray for those listening today who are older and who are kind of working through those issues of getting older and maybe sicker or more frail, and looking back on their lives maybe with regret, or maybe they're feeling like when they walk down the street, they're invisible. Lord, I pray that all of us in the body of Christ would embrace those who are older, to really welcome them into the fold, and to value what they have. Our culture is completely upside down with this. We value the youth, which have no wisdom at all. I know, because I used to be one and I thought I was really smart. And the older I get, I realize I was not smart at all. And I still am not. And I still need Jesus. But let's reverse it, Lord. I pray you'd help our churches to really value those with wisdom and to honor them and to give them a place of honor in our gatherings, Lord. Forgive us for ageism. Forgive us for dismissing. Help us to be like you, Jesus, when you walked the earth. You went out of your way to find people that society marginalized and maligned. And help us to have that same spirit today, this week, this month. Give us compassionate eyes to see the broken and the hurting in our midst. Because that's where you are. And we want to be where you are. We want to look and see where you are working. And we want to join you there. So thank you for that truth. And help us to have those eyes wide open. Lord, in verse 9 it says, it's better to be of a lowly spirit with the poor than divide the plunder with the proud. And Lord, teach us what that means to be lowly of spirit, to be kind-hearted, to be gentle, to not be so proud that we can't hang out with all kinds of people. And Lord, as long as we have a humbled heart, then we will see ourselves in those places anyway, because that's who we see ourselves as. We're just humble servants whom you have graced with peace, with joy, with delight, with forgiveness, with a new life, with cleansing, with hope and perseverance. You have done all of that for us, Lord, and we are so, so grateful. Everything that we have comes from you, so we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. We entrust our lives to you because you are worthy of taking over. You're worthy of being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords of our decisions, of our relationships, of our lives, of our conundrums, of our fears, of our stress. We lay it all down at your feet, Lord Jesus. I pray this in your beautiful name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. Thank you to all of you who support the podcast. Thank you for your sacrifice. It's used every single month. It pays for William and Kristen and some of my work as well. And so thank you ahead of time for doing that. And for the rest of you, just thanks so much for being a part of this community. I so appreciate you.